Welcome to Creating Connections Podcast, episode 60. I am Gittimer Certified Advisor Mitch Taylor.
And I'm Certified Personality Trainer Vicky Musney.
And today we're going to talk about a quote that I had posted on Facebook recently about defining your work. Mm-hmm. Keep watching.
That was nice and easy.
What are you talking about? This also speaks to a much bigger issue.
Providing personal solutions through understanding people. This is the Creating Connections Podcast with Gittimer Certified Advisor Mitch Taylor and Certified Personality Trainer Vicky Musney.
Hello again. Welcome to the podcast, Creating Connections, where Vicky and I discuss ways to improve your connections with clients, with colleagues, and in your community.
Absolutely.
That's what our book is all about. Today, we are talking about a quote that I just came to me over a recent situation coaching a salesperson in regards to how to handle incoming sales. And I posted this on social media. And do you have the quote?
I do.
Okay, you ready? Yeah.
Don't let anyone else define your work. Take opportunity to define it with your clients, with yourself, with your life.
When I say define, I mean exactly what it is that you do. Mm-hmm. And your work, your purpose, your meaning, your heart. And those are the two most important terms. And then again, in the beginning, don't let anyone else. So the problem becomes when you as a salesperson, I coach sales a lot after becoming a Gittimer Certified Advisor. So we talk a lot about
sales. You were teaching sales before then too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But when you let someone else define your work, it's diluted. Mm-hmm. And for example, the incoming sales call comes in. And the person on the phone wants the price, right? And so when you just talk to them about their event or what's going on that you can help them with, and then you just give them a price, now they take that information back to the other decision maker or someone else involved in the decision-making process, and they're going to put their spin on it, whatever their spin is about your product or service.
But they're not going to be able to convey the experience, the conversation, whatever else you shared, the connection that took place, the vision that was cast. No one else can mimic that if you're not there.
Right. So care enough. Care enough about their product. Care enough about their service. Care enough about their outcome that has to do with your product or service that they're going to be using, utilizing, or working with, that you actually walk everyone through it together. You know, get both decision makers present somehow, some way. There's all kinds of ways to do that. You know, if you're selling carpet, you would want them into the carpet shop together. Or, here's an idea. Why don't you bring samples over to their place of business or their home and lay it out in front of them so both of you can see it at the same exact time? Well, I could take a picture. I'll just bring it over and take a picture of it. No.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. If you're not there to walk them through why they should have that certain type of carpet. I don't know how I get on carpet, but...
No, it's a good example, though, because this is not unique to just the events industry. This is not just weddings. And that's a good illustration of another time where if two people own a home together, you've got two decision makers. So why would you do a sales presentation to just one of them?
Well,
in my case, when we were redoing our
carpet. I was saying, and Vicky has this same example in one of her workshops about carpet and such. And, you know, it's actually... Some would say, well, it's more difficult if you're intangible service, if I'm selling, you know, a DJ service, or if I'm selling, you know, event coordination,
And it's even more important that you're having all the decision makers present. And I think it goes back to that whole issue that people are often just asking price. They're not sure where to start, but that's at least something sort of that they can get their head around is, okay, well, I know I don't have an infinite number, you know, infinite amount of money. I've got to make decisions. So I'll just start there. But then it gets to that whole apples and oranges thing, and you don't know what people are really comparing, and how do you explain why you cost three times as much as somebody else who does the same thing?
Yeah. And you have to differentiate. Matt Radicelli said it at Mobile Beat Las Vegas, differentiate or die. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if that's his exact first quote. He's the first person to say that or not. I'd have to look, but I have heard it from Matt before. Matt's a mentor of mine. Absolutely true. You must differentiate your business from someone else's or you will die.
So take it back to the practical for everybody though, Mitch. What does that look like? How do you take that opportunity to define your work? And we started to talk about this last time and then we had a real life example come up. We talked about in our last episode, but make it practical for us.
All right, so let me go over something we go over in workshop. This is going to be a little, I guess, advanced training for this podcast, but that's okay. There's two questions.
Only for our closest friends right here.
Right. So there's two things that you always ask right up front. Number one, how did you hear about us? Mm-hmm. And then what do you know about us as a company? And I'm asking that question because I want to know from what point of reference they come from. Oh, we heard about you from so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. Okay, awesome. Yep. That's a really hot lead. You got to really work hard to screw that up, you know? Or we just found you on Google. Or we just referred to you by the venue and we're scrolling through the DJs that are on the venue list. So you at least need to have a point of reference of what they know about you as a company. And hey, guess what? They're probably researching you just as much as you're researching them, if not more so. So they may already have a ton of information about you, but at least asking those questions shows you care about your business and you want to understand who they are as people and how you can help them.
Yep.
After that, I go for the meeting pretty much every time.
Absolutely.
And at least ask, so when's good for us to get together to talk more about your wedding day? Mm-hmm. Notice I'm not asking for a meeting. I'm not asking for a consultation. I'm not asking for, you know.
And worse, a sales meeting.
Right. Exactly.
Don't ever say that to a client.
No, don't ever say that to a client. Please don't. I mean, obviously everyone knows that's what they're there for. Don't get me wrong. But the reality is you want to approach it from a friendly manner.
And that's helpful for them and for you. Because if you are constantly using that kind of language, I think it reinforces in all of us that we're there too, just to get acquainted. And I've straight up told clients that have texted me about stuff. And this one gal in particular, I'm thinking about her wedding that we actually just did. I remember when she first texted me, I'm like, well, you know, I'm going to be interviewing you too to make sure that we're, you know, that we both think we're a good fit and we want to work together. And, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize that it's for us just as much as it is for the client.
It is.
I don't take every client that contacts me.
No, and I actually just turned away a client. Yeah. Uh-huh. I just turned away a client recently too. And that was the day I posted, I'm thankful I'm an entrepreneur. Because it's true. So take the opportunity. Each phone call you have is an opportunity. And just because, you know, the last six have not closed and you can't go into it with that mindset. Yeah. Every client, blank slate, blank slate, blank slate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now Jason Spencer, I want to touch on this. Jason Spencer, our good friend from Profit First.
Who's been a guest on this podcast before.
He's my Profit First coach. So if you're interested in how to gain more profit in your business and have a better approach to your business, I would strongly encourage you to check out Jason.
He's online. A smart man.
Yeah, Profit First. Just Google Jason Spencer, Profit First. You'll find him. Jason put a quote in our Sales for Event Pros forum on this that said, work or worth. Are we defining our work? Are we defining our worth? I would argue you're defining your work, which leads to your worth.
They're definitely related because in this context, at least, we're talking about the price tag that we put on our work. We're talking about why some of our services cost more than other people.
Yes.
And so ultimately it leads to, why are we worth more?
Yeah, absolutely.
What is it about your work that makes you worth what you're worth?
And, you know, just the other day, we had a client in here, Allison had a client in here, and I didn't know if she was going to get the booking or not, frankly. The bride's budget was $500.
This is the one that called and just wanted the price, and then she eventually got the meeting booked. And
yeah, she eventually got the meeting booked. The bride on the phone, you know, said, well, if I find someone else cheaper, can I reschedule? Which is code name for can I cancel? And fine.
At least she was that honest.
Yeah, she totally, which is great. I appreciate the honesty. But we got in, we had a meeting, we talked about their day, they upgraded their package at the end, and they booked a $2,000 package with us. Her wedding's in 2 months.
Nice.
Now, are you going to have that all the time? No, I'm not suggesting you can turn around every client who wants to pay a quarter of what your price is. You're not.
No, but sometimes, and obviously this is the case where you guys communicated value, but you also helped them probably discover what they really needed.
Yes.
Because if you were just making this decision 2 months before the event, they really were missing some important steps along the way and didn't know.
She didn't realize everything we had to offer. Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing. When you're on the phone with a client and you're talking with them on the phone about things, they're distracted. They have other things going on. The TV's blaring over there. She had a child, so he's probably playing over here somewhere, and she's trying to pay attention to you on the phone, but put that down, you know, and all this other stuff going on. She's not getting everything that you're telling her, even though you are being attentive and you're taking care of her needs and you're telling her everything. More than likely, she's distracted at some point, or you're distracted, or both. So you lose it. So when you have an opportunity to do a virtual meeting, the one-on-one right here, you and I together, then you connect with someone.
Yeah. When we're having a video call, you can tell when I stop and check my phone. And I know when you do it.
Exactly. Exactly. So I just want to key in and make sure that those points are made. Don't let anyone else define your work. Take the opportunity to define your work with your clients, with yourself. Don't cheat yourself. Okay. And then with your life, define your life. What are you dedicated to? What do you love more than anything else?
Absolutely.
What's your passion? So just a quick podcast on the defining your work. If you'd like more information and your worth, yes. If you'd like more information, go to creatingconnections.biz. That's where you can get all the latest about Vicky's and my happenings. Our books are available. Our book is available.
Well, we have books together because you have yours and I have mine also.
Yes.
There's books plural available.
Yeah. Our books are available there. Check us out there. And if you have a comment, please like the video, comment, subscribe to the channel, or wherever you're listening on iTunes. Give us a like, give us a review. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Helped you. So thanks for checking out Creating Connections podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Creating Connections podcast with Gittimer Certified Advisor Mitch Taylor and Certified Personality Trainer Vicky Musni. For more information on providing personal solutions through understanding people better, visit creatingconnections.biz.